This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio and love is in the air, as on the 14th of February, people across the world will be celebrating those they love for Valentine's Day. But when did this tradition begin? Well, one theory is that Valentine's Day originates from the ancient Roman festival of Lupercalia. This was a vibrant mid-February celebration honouring fertility, purification, and the arrival of spring. Young women would enter their names into a jar, and young men would draw one to form a couple for the duration of the festival, sometimes leading to lasting romance. The modern-day holiday gained its name from Saint Valentine, a 3rd-century Roman priest. According to legend, Emperor Claudius II banned marriage after deciding single men made better soldiers, but Saint Valentine stepped in to secretly perform marriages for young lovers. In the Middle Ages, the festival encompassed all forms of love. Medieval Europeans exchanged handwritten notes between family members and friends, and communities gathered together to celebrate with feasts and festivals. In 1700s England, a tradition arose in which women would pin 5 bay leaves to their pillow before bed on the evening of Valentine's Day, hoping it would reveal the face of their true love. They would then recite the prayer, "Good Valentine, be kind to me. In my dreams, let my true love see," before drifting to sleep. While that custom has been lost to time, one that has lasted is the Valentine's card. In 1847, American Esther Howland began mass-producing Valentine's cards, earning her the title Mother of the American Valentine. Her intricate designs featured real lace, ribbons, and colourful pictures. Victorians also popularised the red rose as a symbol of romance. Lovers would use the language of flowers, or floriography, to send covert messages to each other. In this floral dictionary, the red rose symbolises love, passion, romance and devotion. A bouquet would be sent to proudly symbolise "I love you" at a time when it was socially inappropriate to say it out loud. We humans aren't the only ones to give gifts during courtship. Bonobo males sometimes offer fruits to females with which they want to mate. And some male birds offer complete nests to females. Bowerbirds in particular build elaborate nests decorated with small, shiny objects to attract female attention. Swans may not give gifts to each other, but they have long symbolised love and romance. They mate for life and raise a new set of cygnets every year. When courting each other, they arch their necks and bring their faces together, creating a heart shape, making them a lasting symbol of romantic love. Whatever you do to celebrate, we wish you a happy Valentine's Day from RNIB Connect Radio.